We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Praying for Peace. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Timothy 2, 1-4. I exhort, therefore, that, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. I have just read from the New English Translation. In many countries today, because leaders are politically elected, many people who did not vote for them do not sincerely wish them success. They forget that if their leaders fail, the nation suffers for it. Throughout history, needless wars have been fought and countless lives lost because of the personal failings of those in authority. It is therefore wise to pray for those who occupy seats of power, because the gospel of peace prospers when there is peace. People running to and fro to secure their lives because of wars and rumors of wars do not have the ability to settle down to hear the gospel and be discipled. We pray for our leaders because we desire peace in our nations. We want peace so that the gospel can spread freely. The gospel prospers and more people are saved when there is stability and order. There are belief systems that thrive in chaos and unrest, but the gospel flourishes where peace exists. As the Church of Christ, we are called to use our spiritual authority to pray for peace in our territories. Scripture reminds us that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and he turns it wherever he wills. See Proverbs 21:1. Go into today remembering that the propagation of the gospel is the most important thing happening in the world. When this becomes the basis of our prayers, our motives align with God's desire that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. When our motive for praying is right, we can be confident that God hears and answers. Prayer. Father, make me a true agent for the propagation of your gospel. Teach me to pray faithfully for those in authority, and deliver me from self-centeredness. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me. Wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Isaiah 45-50. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional, and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.